Boyle Sports Sound with Eric White.
It's a Super Sunday as resurgent Derry City face Dundalk, hoping to continue their charge up the Premier Division table on a day when sparks could fly both on and off the pitch.
We worked together back in 2019 and before that, and we had good success, but he's made comments about me personally, publicly, and about the club, so that's slightly disappointing, but we'll move on.
No love lost between Rory Higgins and Vinnie Perth. The Lily White's boss knows he will have to lift his players following their European exit during the week.
It's my responsibility and the players to come the end of the season have tried everything to get this club back into Europe, but we're on the back foot. It is going to be difficult to get this club back into Europe.
And it's back-to-back wins for Finn Harps, who move above Waterford and out of the bottom two.
We probably scored against the run of play with a deflected shot that caught the keeper, you know, flat-footed. And from there on, we kicked on and eventually held out. It wasn't pretty by any means.
Good afternoon and welcome to Foyle Sports Sound. I'm Eric White. Also on the programme, Dublin's six-year reign is over as Mayo win a thrilling All-Ireland semi-final.
It's impossible to put it into words. Look at this place. What it means to all of us. To me, I can't even describe it. It's unbelievable. Just the best day of my life.
But who will they face in the final as COVID hit Tyrone pull out of next Saturday's semi against Kerry? We'll talk all things GAA with former Donegal forward Brendan Devaney. And on the first weekend of the new Premier League season, we hear from former Everton and England defender Trevor Stephen. He'll be taking a keen interest on how former Red Rafa Benitez fares at his former club.
He comes to the football club as an ex-Red, a Liverpool manager, and has baggage. When you consider that, from Evertonian.
We'll also be live at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium where Manchester City begin their title defence. Will Harry Kane be in the Spurs starting lineup? And it's the biggest weekend of the local cricket season so far. Brigade and new buildings progressing into the North West Senior Cup semi-finals. We'll have the latest in all today's action as well. A lot to pack in. We're in the company of Derry City legend Liam Coyle. The two teams are out warming up, the crowd filing in here, the atmosphere still building. And I suppose, Liam, it's a bit of a throwback to your playing days, an afternoon kickoff on a Sunday.
Well, that is indeed, Derek. It's a long time since we've had one on a Sunday, and brings back all the memories of people walking up and down the Bradwell Road, coming out of mass, going to matches. So definitely a throwback, all right.
My name is Ken Jones, and I'm age 88 now. This is my 41st London Marathon, and I plan to keep on doing the marathon until I'm 90, and then I'm going to retire. I'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning from my house, and I'll walk down to the Bog Road near Canal Street. With a neighbour, we'll walk and walk the 26 miles, and during that they're going to bring me hot chocolate to keep me going, and look after me if I fall or do anything, which can happen, but they'll look after me, and by 4 o'clock I'd have finished the 26 miles.
So similar to last year, you won't actually go to London, but you'll do it virtually.
Yeah, virtually. Yeah, I'm doing it virtually. I'm not going to London. Yeah, I'm going to do it here in Strabane because of COVID. I don't want to catch it. I'd have to get on buses and aeroplanes and underground. I'd be much safer here.
Is there something quite appealing about doing it locally in front of your neighbours and your local support?
Yeah, if you see it's down the road, they've put signs up wishing me good luck, and it's good to have. In London, you see so many hundreds of thousands of people, but here we'll see people I actually know.
And you'll still receive a participant's medal as normal?
Yes, when I finished, It's on my mobile. I click on the app when I start and when I finish. That records every mile I've done. And then maybe 2 weeks afterwards or 3 weeks, they'll send me a nice big medal, I hope.
Unlucky, Jim. Unlucky. Two to Tommy.
Basking in the glorious sunshine and with the lawns in pristine condition, the members at City of Derry Bowling Club are enjoying a relaxing afternoon at their idyllic location in the waterside.
Well, I just come up here when I retired 3 years ago, and I fell in love with the game, I suppose. So I'm here most afternoons in the summer, and playing club matches and competitions. Yeah, it's a great pastime, and you meet so many good people and friends. So it's a great way to enjoy retirement.
Jim Brown represents the club in the local leagues. He enjoys the atmosphere and camaraderie around the club and practices most days.
Well, it can be rewarding and frustrating as well. There's times when you think you're starting to play well and you think, I've got the knack here. And the next day you think, no, I've not got the knack at all. So it's every day is different.
That's a very good bowl, look. It's just shaved the jack. Ran on a little. I'm left-handed, so I'm going to play the forehand and try and come in between him and the jack. That's what I'm attempting to do.
That's
just
that?
A bit equal. No, I'm not too happy with the butt.
Okay, it's all right, I'll get it. It's generally a bit of crack and a bit of banter and just general good wall. And you see the lawns they're in good condition at the present time for playing.
William Duncan is the club president. He's been a member since the club first opened its doors, and it plays an important role in his life. It's a position he's honoured to hold.
I've risen up through the ranks, and then for the members to ask me to be president, a wee lad from the fountain.
Means a lot to you?
It does. It means a lot. For the membership to put that into your... that you can be asked to be present, that's something good about it.
Let's talk a bit more now about Junior O'Getty Uzoqwe, Eric, and what happened to him on Monday and what the club has said. So this is a pretty strong statement Derry City put out last night.
That's right. The club saying that they unreservedly condemn the online racist abuse directed at Junior following Monday's 3-3 draw with Bohemians. Junior was indeed on the score sheet in the game. The statement said this type of behaviour has no place in our sport, and fans, staff, management and players stand wholeheartedly with Junior. The statement goes on to say that we'd like to dismiss any suggestion that these comments had anything to do with supporters of Bohemians. Our two clubs have a fantastic relationship, and this abuse will not be allowed to taint what was a superb game of football. So obviously, we covered the match on Monday night on Foyle Sports Sound. It was one of the best games of the season. It finished 3-3. And Junior, as I said there, he's on loan from Dundalk at Derry for a second spell back at the club. He put Derry ahead on the night with a header. He opened his personal Instagram account after the game to discover an abusive racist message directed at him by an anonymous user. Now, I didn't see Junior myself after the game, but according to other people, he was visibly annoyed at the as he left Daily Mount.
And you can imagine.
Yeah,
goodness.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was upsetting for him, and it was very quickly condemned by his teammates who posted messages of support on their own social media accounts. Rory Higgins describing it as absolutely shameful. And obviously this will raise concerns for the club and indeed the league authorities as well, with many figures from both inside and outside of the game voicing their support for Junior as well, and looking for this type of behaviour, which is totally unacceptable to be clamped down upon.
Yeah, and you know, you just think of what happened as well to Rashford, Sancho and Saka, and it seems that, because we talk time and time again about racist abuse in football, that shift, isn't it, from the terraces, though it's still there, into online, Eric, and how that is going to be tackled.
Well, absolutely, and it's, you know, it's faceless users that are able to hide behind these anonymous accounts that are, you know, attacking footballers in this disgraceful manner. And you mentioned, you know, the England players that had to endure the abuse after that Euro 2020 shootout defeat to Italy during the summer. And really, again, the focus just has to switch back to the social media companies, who need to basically establish tighter security, try and identify these users and make sure that these type of incidents just do not repeat. And, you know, here in the League of Ireland as well, there is the Red Card, which is a programme, an anti-racism programme. It works hard to try and cut out racism, to educate people about what racism is and how it affects people and what can be done to combat it. And, you know, I know that they've been working since this incident developed on Monday night. And, you know, it's not isolated, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. There was a racist abuse incident earlier in the season as well, not related to any Derry City players, but to a player with another club in the league from a visiting supporter. It was picked up and reported by an FAI official. But, you know, it's racism in football.
Ball clipped in towards the penalty area. Georgie Kelly's in there! Oh, what a goal from Georgie Kelly!
Oh my God!
That is unbelievable! A volley of the highest quality! And this six-goal thriller is going to end 3-3. A second from Kelly. It's a goal of the season contender. It's in the sixth minute of stoppage time, I make it. And Bowes will earn a point in spectacular fashion. My word, what a finish that was from Georgie Kelly.
That is the closest thing I have ever seen to a goal like Van Basten scored. He's chested it down, he's gone away from goal, he's actually running towards the corner flag.
It's over.
And he's hooked it over his left shoulder, over Gareth's side and into the top corner. What a finish to an incredible game.
It's all over, it's finished. 3-3. It was 2-2 a couple of minutes ago. It's been that sort of a night.
Now, Eric is back with all the sport, and Cheltenham leading the way, Eric.
Yes, the great Tiger Rowell finished a gallant second to Delta Work in the cross-country chase at the festival yesterday. Afterwards, emotional owner Michael O'Leary confirmed the horse's retirement. The dual Grand National winner and five-time festival hero was given a memorable reception. On a happier note, trainer Willie Mullins landed a first-ever win in the Queen Mother Champion Chase when Paul Townend rode Energamine to victory. So what did it mean for Mullins?
It means everything. That's a full set. I was surprised actually how overcome I was by it. Took me by surprise, but really, you know, it was just something was missing from the CV. Paul was just travelling like he was in schooling race, and he just kept pulling him back and just kept the horse happy. And you're just hoping, okay, there's about five or six fences to jump at that stage, and I'm thinking, you know, don't fall, don't make a mistake, just keep it all together, and he did.
Well, let's speak to former jockey and racing commentator Jane Mangan. Jane, Willie Mullins was on with us here on Tuesday morning. He was very calm, very relaxed, but we did see a different side to him yesterday, didn't we? That was a special win for him.
Oh, well, if that didn't mean something, Eric, you know, what is the game all about? That's the race that he was missing. It was his 13th time lucky in the respect that he's tried with some great horses in the past, and they have come up short in the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Now, it was probably a race of mixed emotions. His son, Patrick Mullins, was on Shaquan Persuas when he came down up the back straight, when he still had a chance. It was still early in the race, but he looked like he was relishing the test as well. But an Ergamine, he is a justifiable champion. Yes, Shishkin pulled up. The race fell apart somewhat when Shaquan Persuas fell, and it left it basically the goal posts wide open. But this guy has been very good in Ireland. We saw him in the Clarence House. This guy's a real champion.
Before we look ahead to today's cards, a word on Tiger Roll. A little bit disappointing not to finish with a win, but still a horse of a lifetime.
Oh, tremendously disappointing. Not just a little bit. You know, everybody in the stands was erupting when Davy Russell took him to the front. It looked like it could happen. We didn't dare to believe that that could happen. He's 12-year-old. He's after winning 1.4 million sterling in prize money, and he's stable mate to do him on the line. I met his owners briefly after the race. I said, I don't know whether to punch you or pat you. You know, you're after being the Grinch and Santa Claus all in one race. But it was the...
It's the biggest day of the year for Tyrone's loyal supporters, and the frantic search for tickets has dominated the build-up. With capacity limited due to COVID and the demand far outweighing supply, it's been a challenge for the club to accommodate all its members.
It was tough. Our tickets, thank God, everybody within our club got tickets. Now, they might not have got all the tickets that they wanted, but because of the reduced capacity in Croke Park, we can't. You just can't, it's not possible, it's not physically possible to give away their tickets. But in general, we've give out as fairly as we can. The workers in the club, our club members, people that coach in the club, management, everybody's got looked after for tickets.
Liam Sweeney is the club's chairperson. He's organised a blitz for the club's youngsters, and he says All Ireland Week creates a special atmosphere.
You know, some of these kids have never experienced this, you know. The wee 5, 6, 7-year-olds would have been very young toddlers and thrown last in the final, so it's getting their identity, you know. We all have an identity in Gaelic, like it's our parish and our community and our towns and where we're from. It's red and white this week, but it's normally sky, blue and navy, but it's definitely red and white this week.
It's arguably one of the greatest ambushes in the history of Gaelic games. Tyrone are through to the All-Ireland Senior Football Final.
In the semi-final, Tyrone stunned Kerry, defeating the Kingdom to reach their 7th All-Ireland Final. Club coach Gráinne Dunn was lucky enough to be at the match.
Tyrone are through remarkably in this year of years.
To be honest, I did actually say to my father, I hate driving down to Dublin knowing where we have to drive up and we've lost a match. And I'm quite a staunch supporter. Oh gee, it was, we were shouting and roaring. I think there was a couple of curses even being said. But you know what? The referee for once was very, very fair. And normally when Tyrone go out, the referee's never for Tyrone. The referee was very, very fair. And you were just wishing and wishing and wishing for the final whistle, the final whistle, the final whistle. And then the squeals and shouts and roars. And I think the adults were squealing louder than the kids were. It was absolutely amazing.
Orne McGrath plays for Tyrone Miners. He hopes to line out someday for the senior team at GA headquarters. But come Saturday evening, he knows there will be mixed emotions in his household.
The family situation, my father's a Strabane Tyrone man and my mother's a Mayo woman from Achill Island. So there's a bit of divided loyalties in the house this week. There's a few jokes here and there flying about. Normally if Mayo and Tyrone were playing each other, my mother would say, "Ah, oh, whoever wins, I'm happy enough." But she's 100% back in Mayo at the minute, and we have Mayo and a Tyrone flag up outside the house now, so I've seen them lose how many finals and how many finals recently, so nah, she definitely wants them to win anyway.
Like the rest of the county, the club is decorated in red and white flags ahead of the much anticipated clash, and there's a real sense of excitement in the air as the parents watch on from the sidelines.
Oh, love it. Die hard Tyrone. Now, at the start, whenever COVID hit, we didn't think that they were going to go through, but sure, look at them. Oh, we've tickets where the whole Aris are going, the whole 60s will be going up the road, and we just can't wait. We'll be on the road early, I would say, because it's going to be busy.
That's exciting. We must have buzzed for the last few years, so it'll be great to get down the road to Dublin.
There is life after Mickey Hart, after all.
Well, it was a scary change, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise. And there's not nice. Mickey Hart done his turn, and can't fault him. But maybe a freshness about the thing, done the thing really good. I'm hoping the curse is still going.
Heidi! And regardless of whether or not all these young fans make it to Croke Park, they are predicting a great day for Tyrone.
I've played for Sigerson's since I was 5 years of age. And I've supported Tyrone ever since I was 5. So I would really love them to win, Sam Maguire.
I think they're doing amazing and they're going to come hard and they're going to win.
I'm really, really excited and looking forward to go down and having some crack, you know, go and day, you know, have some banter. 5, 17 day, 2, 14.